Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, 6 feet tall, a six-pack, and a six-figure income. Okay, we'll see now as we get into the letter if this is actually about J. Anthony Brown. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 40-year-old man, and my wife and I have a strong marriage and a great life together. We just have one little problem in our home. It's my wife's sister. My wife's sister has been living with us for the past 7 years since she got a very nasty divorce. She said it would be temporary until she got on her feet, but she's still here. I do love my sister-in-law, and she contributes to the household as much as possible, but she should have moved out years ago. My wife and I have one child that's in college, and the other child is graduating this year, so we're close to being empty nesters. My wife has told her sister that she can't stay with us forever, and every time she has a talk with her, my sister-in-law says she's waiting for Mr. Right, and he must be at least 6 feet tall with a six-pack abs and a six-figure income. Now, the problem is my sister-in-law is 5 feet one, 250 pounds.
All right, here I go.
I know.
I specialize in letters like this.
And she isn't able to support herself. My wife has introduced her to some of the guys that she works with, but her sister says they're not handsome enough for her. They don't make enough money, or they are too short for her. My sister-in-law has told everyone about her stupid requirements, and now it's a joke behind her back because she believes that she is as fine as Beyonce. And she has told us on many occasions that if the man isn't equivalent to Idris Elba or Brad Pitt, then she's not interested. I don't want to be mean, but she's not going to ever pull that type of man. And she can't stay in our house forever with her crazy fantasies. How can we nicely explain to her that her expectations are not realistic? We want her to move out, but we don't want to be mean. What should we do? Please help. 7 years is way too long, okay? And I'm very surprised you guys have allowed her to stay all these years. I really am. What about your privacy? You know, what about your marriage? You just want some alone time, you know, to be together as husband and wife for date nights, for intimacy, for everything. You want your own house. Want to walk around naked. Whatever you do at your own house, that's what you want to do. And you can't do that with your sister-in-law in the house. I think your sister-in-law is taking advantage of you, your wife, your hospitality, your patience, and definitely your kindness. It's not like your wife hasn't talked to her sister. I mean, she talked to her. But my problem with that is that your wife didn't give her any specifics. You know, she just said, girl, you can't stay here forever. But you got to give her a date. You got to help her start packing. She needs a clear message that her time at your house is over. Now, as far as her wanting 6 feet tall, six pack and six figure income. And I mean... you can want that. You can definitely want that. We all have a right to want whatever it is we want. But don't use that as an excuse to stay in your sister's house because so-called Mr. Right hasn't come along, okay? I know you want that, Steve. She's 5'1". She's 250. She can't support herself, but she does need to get out, get her own apartment, and move on. Maybe Mr. Right will come then when she's on her own. Steve Harvey, take it away, sir.
Well, you know, appreciate you, Shirley. Yeah, I love the attitude and the approach. You always try to find a Christian way to do this hill. But let me just start down at the bottom of this letter. Uh-huh. How can we nicely explain to her that her expectations are not realistic? We want her to move out, but we don't want to be mean. What should we do? You can't be nice. No damn more. You got to be mean from here on out because she's not leaving. This woman right here, 6 feet tall, a six-pack, and a six-figure income. Now, here you and your wife put y'all's life together. You got a great marriage, you say. You got a kid in college and one about to graduate. You almost got everybody at the house. But your wife's sister been living with y'all for the past 7 years.
Woo.
after a very nasty divorce. Now, this nasty divorce has led to a complication. What do people do sometimes when they get divorced to kind of fight through the anguish of a nasty divorce? Eat. They what?
Eat.
Say it again.
Eat. Sometimes they eat.
They eat. Well, this divorced and pushed 5'1" ass up to 250. Woo! Ha ha! She's still living in her head at the pre-divorce weight.
You don't. That's not in the letter, Steve.
This is in this damn letter, Shirley. She is living in the pre-divorce weight in her head, which I bet you wasn't 5'1", 250. That's in the letter, isn't it, Shirley?
No, it isn't.
Shirley, it's in the letter. The problem is my sister-in-law is 5'1", 250.
Yeah.
And she isn't able to support herself.
But you don't know how, you don't know if she wasn't that while she was married. You don't know that.
You want to bet?
You don't know. There's no way to prove it.
It's in the letter. I'm going to prove it when I come back. Yeah.
6 feet tall, six pack, and a six.
Yeah, I need all this time because I have to prove something to Shirley.
Okay, come on.
The 40-year-old man and his wife, they had strong marriage life together. They got a couple kids, one in college, one about to move out. They're about to be empty nesters. Only problem is his wife's sister's been living with them for the past 7 years because she got a nasty divorce. She said it would be temporary till she got on her feet. Well, 7 years later, she's still there. She would have moved out years ago, but my wife and, anyway, her whole life, she's still here. Now, she not leaving until she finds someone that's 6 feet tall with a six-pack and a six-figure income. That's who she's waiting on, Mr. Wright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got to be at least 6 feet tall, six-packs, and a six-figure. Here's the problem. He says in his letter, his sister-in-law is 5'1", 250 pounds, and isn't able to support herself. Now, I said the reason she's stuck in this house is because she's operating in her mind wanting this six-foot-tall man with the six-pack abs and six-figure income, because in her mind, she's talking in pre-divorce weight. What she weighed before the divorce? Because I asked the question before we went on break, and Tommy and Jay answered. I said, what happened when people go through a nasty divorce? How do they get through it? And they said, eat.
Eat.
Now, she done ate her ass to 5'1", 250. But in her mind, she's still the fine chick that was married before. Does she still want 6 feet, six abs, six-figure income? Mm-hmm. Now, how do I know? Shirley said that's not in the letter.
That
it was. It is, Shirley. You didn't read it right.
It's not.
She said, my sister's been living with us for 7 years since she got a very nasty divorce. Listen to this line. She said it would be temporary until she got on her feet.
Right.
But she's still here. That's the line. It was going to be temporary until she got on her feet, because she knew then, back then, she had a chance of getting up on her feet because she was light.
Okay.
She can't get up on her feet now because her big ass is 250.
Anyway.
That's what this letter is about.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the other thing. She believes on many occasions that if the man isn't equivalent to Idris Elba or Brad Pitt, she's not interested. Here's what y'all need to do. Let's stop all this being nice. We got to get ugly right now.
She's got great taste.
Show her a picture of who Brad Pitt and Idris Elba is dating. And who they married. Show this picture.
Yeah.
Because this is who they date. This is who they marry. This what they look like.
It's Idris' birthday, too, today.
Your ass ain't getting Idris or no damn body else. Let me explain something to you. Show a picture who Eddie Murphy got. That ain't you. Show a picture who Chris Rock got. That ain't you. Who Will Smith got. That ain't you. You need a wake-up call. Get some pictures talking about you want some damn 6 foot tall, no abs. How about this? You need somebody 5'5", 200 pounds, and a truck that'll move your ass out that house. That's what you need.
Steve Harvey.
Now, his numbers is 6 feet tall, six pack, and a six figure income. Your numbers, 5'1", 250, no income. Your numbers don't add up to his numbers. Now, what you're not going to do with me on this letter right here is start telling me that I'm fat shaming. It's in the letter. 5'1", 250. It's unrealistic of her to want Brad Pitt. Do Brad Pitt want her? We're just looking at numbers. Do you want somebody with 70 more pounds than you?
No.
And 9 inches shorter?
No.
I used to love big girls.
Now, listen to me. I'm 6'2". I'm 6'2". About 238. She heavier than me.
How come you cast that?
She 13 inches shorter. And she heavier than me.
How come you didn't ask Jay? Because he's sick.
Jay probably down. Jay damn near Somalian weight.
All right.
Jay down so low right now. I'm scared to ask him. He might say 98 pounds. Jay a damn gymnast.
I knew it.
Because
right now at Jay's weight,
I can't handle that weight. There's no way I can handle that weight.
At Jay's weight right now, he could be debating some. He could date Simone Biles.
We gotta go. Thank you, Steve Harvey. You can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Shirley,
now coming. Yes, Steve.
She on her feet right now, walking to the damn refrigerator.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.